The deadline to file your income taxes is April 18th this year, and if you live in Allegheny County, there's a good chance a private company called Jordan Tax Service will handle your local return. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports the 90-year-old firm is popular with municipalities, but a source of frustration for some taxpayers.
Melinda Lee runs a startup that was based in the borough of Bellevue until last fall, when she won investment from the Urban Redevelopment Authority of Pittsburgh. As a condition of the funding, she had to move her company within city limits, which meant she'd have to pay city taxes.
And I was very surprised to find that I also had to register with this other entity that's not part of the city of Pittsburgh. And I looked it up and it was like Jordan Tax Services.
That's right. Jordan Tax Service. It's a private company with offices in McMurray, Bethel Park, and downtown Pittsburgh. Its website says it was founded in 1932 and now serves 85 municipalities and authorities, plus 30 school districts and Allegheny County. As an employer, Lee had to set up an account with the firm to withhold earned income taxes. So she went to its website and found a black and gold interface that, honestly, looks like it might not have changed since the year 2000. Lee says there was no way to create an account through the website.
So I start calling their helpline several times a week. I try calling at different times, and nobody picked up.
She says no one responded to her voicemails. The company didn't return any of my phone calls or emails for this story either. Lee, however, managed to figure things out with the help of her accountant, but she's still annoyed.
If I wasn't persistent about it, this wouldn't have been able to be resolved, and we would have been delinquent on the EIT tax.
Lee's not alone in her dissatisfaction. There are entire Reddit threads devoted to the same topic. Taxpayers complain of poor customer service, late bills resulting in late fees, clerical errors, and some say they didn't pay their local taxes for years because when they got mail from Jordan, they thought it was a scam. In reality, Jordan carries out a key government function for localities throughout the region. University of Pittsburgh professor George Doherty says it's too expensive for each of these entities to gather their own taxes.
So many of them are incredibly small. And in essence, there are fiscal savings from the fact that larger firms can spread the costs of collecting an individual bill out across hundreds of thousands of customers as opposed to, in some cases, hundreds or thousands.
Scott Township, just south of Pittsburgh, outsourced the collection of real estate taxes to Jordan last year. Township manager Denise Fitzgerald says the local government now saves more than $250,000 annually on property tax administration.
We haven't had a tax increase in a number of years. And we try not to have tax increases, so we always try to find different ways to save money.
Five municipal clerks used to handle collections in Scott, but most of them have retired. Today, there are just two left, and they have different jobs now that Jordan's in the picture.
And it's more efficient for me. They give us the reports with the checks, and it's pretty seamless for me.
In Pennsylvania, municipalities and school systems vote within larger districts on how to collect earned income tax revenue. Mary Abbott has chaired the Allegheny Southwest Tax Collection District since it formed in 2009. She says delegates originally decided it would be more efficient to outsource collections, so they considered bids from several firms.
What we liked the most was that Jordan was staying local. And so we knew that we would be able to get in touch with them. They were going to be a presence.
Jordan had already served many other municipalities in the tax district, and Abbott says they were satisfied and comfortable with it. It's likely the Southwest Tax District will renew Jordan's contract this year. Doherty at Pitt says accountability starts with those governments that keep hiring the company.
If they were to push these firms to provide better customer service, or at least clarify who's responsible for what aspect of customer service when it comes to paying government taxes and fees, then I think that would alleviate much of the frustration.
And sure, tax collectors are not popular with taxpayers, but Doherty says municipalities can demand improvements. He says to get them to act, residents and business owners need to make their concerns heard. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.